Welcome back into the Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb, joined in studio alongside Coach Pete DeRuda. Now, Coach, you are the winner of 3 XPs, 2 Tellys. Those are newly added now, folks. 2 Emmys as well as 2 Quillies. You are just racking up these awards.
Yeah, and I still have to take my daughter out to eat on Tuesday night. Taco Tuesday, she calls it. 11-year-old Carrie loves to eat Mexican food. So, no, hey, doesn't really matter what my accolades are, Thomas. I've been 25 years, though, in the financial world. I've seen everything.
You have.
Really have. And yeah. I've seen everything twice, unfortunately, sometimes.
That's right.
I've seen people make mistakes they really shouldn't be making, and they know they shouldn't be making. But for some reason, they keep making them. And sort of like growing up with my daughter, Carrie, who's 11 years old. I tell her not to do something. What does she do right after I tell her not to do it?
Oh, sure. You got
to
go do it.
So let's learn from other people's mistakes, not our own mistakes.
Okay, yeah.
And we see this many times in the financial world where people know they are taking way too much risk. They know they're gambling. And when the ball lands on the wrong category or the wrong color, they lose money. And we don't want that to happen.
No.
So we want you to have the successful retirement. We want you to have growth. We want you to have income. We want you to not run out of money. And we plan to 121, we call it. So all our plans go to age 121. Believe it or not, that's what we do these days. And
for sure.
So someone says, what if I don't live to be 121? Fine. Your kids or grandkids will now benefit.
There you go.
But we want, you know, the magic of everything is to have forever money, we call it. And we want to make sure you have enough money to do what you want to do whenever you want to do it in retirement. Because retirement, every day's a Saturday.
Precisely.
You know, every day's a weekend. It doesn't matter what's happening. I don't want my clients retiring with less money than what they start with working with. So if you were making $100,000 a year when you're working, we aim to at least get you $100,000 a year in retirement.
There you go. There
Doesn't
you go.
That make sense, though?
It absolutely does. You know, and a lot of folks out there may be a little worried, I guess, because they feel like the process may be very complicated. Now, I know a lot of people have different opinions, you know, between the different cell phones, Apple and Google and all. But something that Apple's done very well is they simplify things. They're known for that, for keeping things very simple for the consumer. And I think that's something that you've done very well as well, and I think folks need to be aware of, is that this process is not something that's difficult. Like you said, you've been in the industry 25 years, and you're really I call myself a consumer advocate, but you are as well, because you're out there working for the consumer and trying to keep things simple so people aren't confused with what really is a very important thing for the rest of their lives.
We see things you wouldn't believe out there, and people, maybe some people are trying to do it themselves, do their own plan, and the plan's wrong.
Yeah, sure.
And so, sort of like, and you've all seen this, I mean, you go somewhere, maybe there's a speaker on stage, and you wonder who designed or who dressed the speaker. Like, they're way out of style. They have a you know, a two-piece suit on or three-piece suit on that just looks not good at all.
Right, sure.
Nowhere, like something from the 70s show.
Right, yeah, that's what I think, yeah.
So, which might have looked good back in the 70s, right?
Of course.
So
of
let's
course.
Look at this. A lot of people have great plans, and they were great when they got set up 30 years ago.
Sure.
You know, if you're trying to gain money, well, taking a lot of risk is a good plan.
Absolutely,
right?
Without a doubt.
But when you get to retirement age or in that financial red zone, again, within 5 or 10 years of retirement or 52 and on, we need to start getting more cautious about where our money is. We need to categorize our money in 3 different easy to understand colors.
Okay.
First one's red. Red means risk.
Okay. All right? Easy to understand.
Now, there's nothing wrong with red, but you have to understand any money in red you could lose.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Would you lose it all? Hopefully not. I mean, we've never seen a case where people have lost every single penny they have.
Sure. But
I was thinking maybe if you invested in land, and where I was in Florida a couple weeks ago, and a guy was telling me they have big sinkholes down there.
Ah, yeah. That's
because underground water table, and all of a sudden the land just sinks in.
You hear about them every now and then.
So what if you invested in some land and a big sinkhole came and swallowed the land up?
Oh.
Land's not there anymore. So now your land's worth zero. Right.
There you go. Right.
If somebody was in your house, in the land, in the sinkhole, and they sunk down, maybe their family would sue you. You might end up with negative money.
Yeah, no, it's true. You heard
about
that
better than
a few
build
years
on the sinkhole. Yeah, because you know how lawsuits fly around.
Yeah, there you
All
go.
All right, so red is risk. Nothing wrong with that again, but as we get older, we need to incorporate something called the rule of 100. And I've written about this in almost every book that I've ever written. I touch on the rule of 100.
Okay, so what is that?
It is taking your age, subtracted by 100. All right. The number you get after that is the amount of money, percentage-wise, you could take risk with if you really wanted to be a gambler.
Okay. So the older I get, then the closer I approach to 100, that risk level goes down.
All right. So I'm 51.
Yep.
51 minus 100 is 49.
Okay.
Put a percent after that. 49% of my money could be at risk if I chose.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't have anywhere near that much money at risk.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I guess you could if I bought a pretty big building, so that's risk money. So that has to go into the red category.
Okay. Sure.
So maybe I do have about that much money at risk.
Okay.
That percentage wise.
Yeah.
But
as
we get, if we're 60 year old, 40% of our money at risk. But then where's the other 60% go? Okay. It goes in a combination of yellow and green money accounts.
Okay.
All right. Yellow is liquid money. That is money that is there for us anytime we need it. But Thomas, you know why we color it yellow instead of green?
No, tell me, why is that?
Because you're not going to earn any money in that money, or hardly any. You're going to underperform inflation. You're going to do what I call losing money safely.
So would this be money in something like a checking account where you're getting maybe a 0.25%
or a CD at the bank?
Okay, yeah, sure.
You know what a CD stands for?
What's that?
Certificate of Disappointment.
Oh yeah.
Or depreciation.
Well, yeah.
You know, it used to be a certificate of deposit.
That's right.
But nowadays, let's say you're getting 1% in a CD, and inflation historically is around 3%.
Yep, that's right.
So 1 minus 3 is what? Negative 2.
Very true.
All right, so your buying power each year is going down by negative 2%.
Okay,
which doesn't sound like a lot until you look at what inflation has really done over the years. Let's do this quick little quiz. Everyone out there driving around can participate in this too.
Yeah.
Think about what you paid for your very first house.
Okay.
And if you're young, think about what your parents paid for their very first house.
Right, yeah.
Now, I'm 51. I'm still going to use my parents. My parents, when I was, how old was I then? I was 10 years old.
Okay.
And Dad bought his very first house for $34,000.
Wow.
It was in Laurinburg, North Carolina. It was 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,400 square feet.
Can't believe it. That's
$34,000. All right. So everyone's going to have their own number in their head,
sure.
Right?
Yep.
Now, think about what you paid for your very last car.
Okay. Yeah.
Most people out there listening paid more for their last car than they did their first house.
That is absolutely incredible.
And that,
about,
my friends, is inflation.
Woo!
So don't tell me inflation doesn't exist anymore, right?
No, that's right. That's very true.
Have you ever bought ice cream lately?
You know, I have. I just got me some mint chocolate chip the other day.
You got you some, huh?
Yeah, I did.
All right, so I remember back in the day when the company said I had fresh ingredients, just milk, sugar, and cream.
Right, yes.
And flavoring, whatever, natural flavoring.
Sure, yeah.
And they used to serve it, or used to be able to buy it, in a half-gallon container.
Okay, yeah.
All right, now I can picture the half-gallon container in my mind. When you go to the store now, it looks about the same.
Uh-huh.
But if you read it, it's not a half gallon anymore.
Oh, is it not?
They've taken it down to ounces instead of half gallon.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so it's
no.
All those funny little categories. Yeah, they use that kind of stuff.
Yeah, pinching the calories.
Yes,
there.
Yes. So, you know, it's almost, it's a dirty trick.
It is.
But they're doing it, and they're being honest about it. Well, bag of potato chips.
Yep, there you go. That's another
gigantic bag of potato chips.
Huge bag of potato
chips. It looks like a giant bag until you pop it, and then there's nothing in there.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But a few crumbs on the bottom.
Exactly.
Inflation.
Wow.
All right, so inflation exists. So what do we do? Well, number one, we put together a plan that helps us counteract that. And green money is money that's going to be there for the rest of our life.
Okay.
It's a money wheel, basically. It's always pumping out new money every single year, income planning.
Wow.
There are some devices set up that give you yearly income for the rest of your life. You can never outlive. People need to find out about that. So
absolutely.
Categorizing your money from red, green, and yellow, and everyone is different, but let us custom design the plan that fits what your needs are and your risk tolerance is.
Okay.
And every single year, we readjust.
Mm.
Okay, so if you're curious about this, if you want to see where you are right now, and everyone should, again, the financial North Star, you have to find out where you are first so we can help you look up into the sky of your plan.
That's right.
And diagram where you are right now, and then we can, again, back Columbus back in the day, use the North Star to get from where he was over here to America.
Oh, without a doubt.
And so we can get you from where you are now all the way through retirement using the financial North Star process and making sure we use red, green, and yellow money and have income planning techniques that are set up to make sure every single year you walk up to the mailbox and there's a check in there waiting for you.
For a fact. And it won't take, 2 or 3 months like it took Columbus.
And
to...
what do we call that? We call that the what flag on the mailbox?
The green flag on the mailbox. The
green flag
it.
Is money waiting
it.
For you. So
that's right.
If you are one of the next 20 callers, so we'll do one personally for you. We'll help you diagram where you are right now.
Wow.
We'll also put together your very own personalized and customized plan for the rest of your life. Okay? Forever money.
Okay.
So you're in the right place, utilizing advance and protect strategies and everything else out there in our total retirement plan to make sure you are in the right place for the right time of your life. We'll also help you by reviewing your tax returns to uncover your long-term tax issues like IRAs, capital gains, and even Social Security taxes. Minimizing those, setting up correctly to make sure you are doing the right thing for your family and yourself.
Mm.
Also establishing your retirement income goal. Let's put that green pushpin down, deciding where you want to have income for the rest of your life. That's money needed not only to cover costs, but also money to cover enjoying your lifestyle and retirement, the fun things.
Yes.
Okay. And finally, we need to do this. This is very important. Analyze your current investments to establish the real cost and fees. We have a fee worksheet. We have a decoder process, a device that will decode all the funny business all the terms in your financial products to tell you what you're really paying and what it's really costing you, and more importantly, what your real risk is. Okay, we will calculate the risk exposure level for you, your personalized risk exposure level calculation, looking at where you are right now. And it's hard to tell looking at your statements, but we'll put it out in easy to understand graph form. you are here right now, which means if the market goes up, you could get X amount. Mm-hmm. But if the market goes the wrong way, it will cost you this amount.
Wow, such valuable
knowledge. People need to see that. They need to see that, Thomas, before it happens.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather know before. It's like that show where the guy would get the newspaper the day before.
Sure, yeah.
Well, let's do that in planning. We can do that in the planning world.
There you go.
We can help you. It's about the closest we can get to the financial crystal ball that exists out there today.
The number to call, 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135.
Well, we all have a passport, or most of us do, and the passport's design is to help you travel around the world safely and legally.
Sure.
Well, let's design a passport to retirement. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the 9-step guide to protecting your nest egg, which will contribute to having a full-stamped passport in retirement. That and much more when we come right back.